This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. At least 38 people were killed when a Greek passenger train collided head-on with a freight train late on Tuesday, derailing carriages which then burst into flames in the deadliest rail crash in the country's history. Many of the victims were thought to be university students returning home after a long holiday weekend, and officials said the death toll was expected to rise as temperatures in one carriage had risen to 1,300 degrees Celsius after it caught fire. A witness to the deadly train collision tells the Associated Press both passenger and freight trains involved in the crash were destroyed. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports.
Witness Vasilis Polizos says he believes the passenger train was traveling at nearly 100 miles an hour when the crash happened. After the collision, he says people naturally were scared. They didn't know where they were. Survivors say several passengers were thrown through the windows of the train cars due to the impact. The possible cause of the collision was not immediately clear. The passenger train was carrying about 350 passengers. I'm Charles De La Desma.
Now just passing the one-year mark of Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine, Kyiv still stands despite brutal assaults and nonstop shelling. The war shows no sign of ending. The podcast Flashpoint Ukraine spoke to VOA correspondent Anna Chernikova on how residents in Kyiv are coping and preparing for more.
Unfortunately to say, but people got used to this, to this kind of conditions, to this kind of life. Everyone expected some massive shelling on the so-called anniversary of full-scale invasion on the 23rd and 24th of February, but it didn't happen. So right now, people around Ukraine, including in Kyiv, are actually expecting massive shelling every day.
Find the podcast Flashpoint Ukraine online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, visiting Uzbekistan on Wednesday, spoke about the war in Ukraine and said there is no doubt who is to blame.
We all know the simple truth that the war could end tomorrow. It could end today if President Putin so decided. He started it. He can stop it.
Blinken also claimed the Russian leader has not shown that he is prepared to engage in meaningful diplomacy, but if he did, the U.S. would be ready to negotiate. Blinken said Russia's stance is, unless and until Ukraine accepts the fact that Russia has seized their territory and gets to keep it, they won't even talk. Emergency crews are scrambling to shuttle food and medicine to residents of California mountain communities stranded by back-to-back winter storms. In San Bernardino County, east of Los Angeles, plowing is underway around the clock, but authorities say it could take more than a week to reach some areas. Residents are dealing with as much as 2 meters of snow, and sheriff's authorities have conducted 17 rescue operations to help off-roaders and skiers. The San Bernardino Mountains are a major tourism and recreation destination, but also home to a large year-round population in small cities and communities around lakes and scattered along winding roads. Washington, D.C.'s famous cherry blossoms are coming in early this year. AP correspondent Ed Donahue explains.
The trees are apparently confused about the changing climate.
Due to the warmer than average temperatures, the trees never reached their winter dormancy, which is the starting point for calculating when the blooms will emerge.
Jeff Reinbold with the National Park Service says the 3,700 cherry blossom trees in the city are expected to reach peak bloom earlier than expected between March 22nd and 25th. The city has experienced dramatic temperature swings. It hit 81 degrees one day last week. 2 days later, it snowed.
Our natural resource manager likened the trees this year, our indicator tree, to a teenager. There's a lot going on there right now.
Washington's cherry blossoms date back to 1912, a gift from the mayor of Tokyo, Ed Donahue, Washington.
Four astronauts are on the way to the International Space Station for a six-month science mission. A SpaceX Crew Dragon carrying two Americans, a Russian, and an astronaut from the United Arab Emirates blasted off from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Cape Canaveral, Florida, earlier this hour. The crew should reach the ISS early Friday morning. They were initially set to launch from Florida on Monday, but the launch was scrubbed just minutes before liftoff due to a clogged filter that prevented the flow of fuel to the rocket's main engines. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. I'm Richard Green reporting for VOA News.